It's Susie from MERP, and I'm here with Cody Campbell. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You are considered the hometown hero in this sport here in Oregon.
Yeah.
You are not riding tonight?
No, I just figured out, just talked to Sports Med, and he advised me not to get on because I have sustained a groin injury last week in Reno, and I didn't get on this week in Denver because of it, and then I thought I was feeling a little bit better. I was ready to get on today, paid my fees, and was ready to go, and then he told me I'm going to tear it worse, so probably not a good decision. So
how much longer do you think?
I don't know. He said it'd probably take a couple more weeks, so at least. So
you've had quite a few injuries. I was watching some of your videos and checking out some of the things, and like your leg shattered and some ribs and things
that. Oh yeah, that's just part of bull riding. It's kind of a rough sport. That's not so glorious part for us, but it's worth every one of them, in my opinion. I have a lot of fun doing it. Just get the opportunity to do what I love to do. And
so you've been doing this 14 years, and you're from, born and raised here in Oregon.
Yep, born in Pendleton, raised in Somerville, a little town just over the mountain from Pendleton.
So, Pendleton, yep. Roundup.
Yes, ma'am.
So when you get on that bull and you nod your head, what goes through your mind before that chute opens?
Absolutely nothing is what you want. You want a clear mind, and so you're just doing what your body knows what to do and reacting. If you're thinking about too much stuff, you're behind already, so you're in trouble.
And so 8 seconds, the longest 8 seconds and the most dangerous 8 seconds in all of sports. That's true, yeah?
Yeah, I would agree.
Are you an adrenaline junkie, or you just love bull riding?
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, I like doing a lot of other stuff that gets my adrenaline going a little, but I just fell in love with bull riding, and it's something that I've built my life around, I guess, now, so.
And you had the support of your parents. You started at 13 and couldn't even compete in the States.
Yeah. Well, you, they have junior rodeo associations for kids and stuff like that. And then I went up through the high school level, and there's a Oregon State high school rodeo, and won Oregon State twice and went to nationals three times. And then once you turn 18, you can turn professional, and bought my PBR card, and that's what I've been doing ever since for a living. So it's been.
Looked at your stats over the years, you make a decent living.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, some years are better than others, and depending on injuries and stuff, but yeah, it's pretty good.
So with you're currently ranked 54th in the world, with this injury setting you back maybe a couple of weeks, will it be hard throughout the season to get back up?
No, not now, especially. They revamped the velocity points this year and changed them a little bit, so on this tour, there's more points this year, so it'll be a lot easier for a guy to step up and get back on the Unleash the Beast Tour, which is the next tour up, pretty quickly. So that's one thing I kind of thought about with this groin deal, is I'd way rather just take a little bit of time off. I mean, I've only been to two events so far this year, so take some time, get it right, and don't be battling it for a long time. So
you have a family, you have kids.
Yes, ma'am.
If they wanted to be bull riders, would you encourage them?
I had girls, so I don't have to worry about it.
So how come there aren't female bull riders?
I don't know for sure. There's been a few, actually, that have done it. There was one girl that she rode in the PBR. I actually competed against her before at PBR events. But I don't know for sure. It's just it's pretty hard on the body, and men and women have a little different center of gravity, too. So most women I've seen get on, they land pretty hard when they come off the bull. Even if they ride them and get off, they seem to land harder than we do somehow. But
mandatory things that you have to wear, besides anything private, you need to wear a chest protector, but you don't have to wear a helmet, right?
In the PBR now, it's dated. So the younger guys that are like just turning 18 and coming into the PBR, they are required to wear a helmet now also. And our protective vest is pretty much like a bulletproof vest, except without the metal plate to stop a bullet. So it just distributes the blow through a whole panel of the vest, so it's not just sustained in that one small area,
right?
And saves us.
What is of more concern, actually being kicked or stomped, or the horn? Is
there it's way worse to get stepped on.
What is your wish for 2019?
I'd love to win a world championship.
This season lasts how long?
Yeah, it ends in November in Vegas at our finals. So.
So the rest of the year, what do you do? Just train?
Yeah, I train and get on bulls. I mean, we travel. We have the option to travel pretty much however you want much you want. So
around the world, you can go to Australia.
Oh yeah, you can go to Australia. I've rode in every state but one in the United States. Hawaii is the only state I haven't rode bulls in, and I've rode bulls in Canada, Mexico, Brazil, and Australia. So it's allowed me to do a lot of traveling and see a lot of stuff I probably wouldn't have seen doing anything else. So
have you been to Hawaii on vacation?
I have.
Okay,
I have been there
once.
Yeah.
An average pound of a bull is around 1,500 pounds?
Yeah, that's pretty average. Some of the younger bulls will be maybe 1,400 and a little smaller than that 15, but 15 is pretty, 1,600 pounds. Bigger bulls, they'll weigh over 2,000 pounds.
Is there a current bull right now on the circuit that you would want to ride?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them that I'd like to ride. So
when you draw, is that how you pick the bull is picked? Do you draw?
Yeah, it's just a random draw. Now it's done in the PBR office, all computerized now. So it's not, we don't necessarily pick them out of a hat, but some places we have done that before. So
how far in advance do you know what bull you're going to ride?
Usually 2 to 3 days.
And you can talk to the owner. You can get some information on movement and things like that.
Yeah, you can. I prefer not to, just because it kind of goes against what we're supposed to be doing. So actually, when I was young, I had an experience like that. I saw a bull probably almost 100 times. Had never drew him. Finally got to draw him and just knew I was going to win the rodeo and what he was going to do. He did the same thing every time, and he did the opposite thing, and I fell off right there. So ever since then, I kind of took that lesson, and because we're just trying to react and ride jump for jump. I mean, they're animals. They some of them have tendencies and do similar things a lot, but some of them do a completely different thing every time, so you just never know about them. So I try not to get too much information other than what they look like, pretty much.
So you would probably choose not to ride a bull twice, ever?
Oh, no. You definitely have some that you ride once and fit you, and you want to keep drawing them because they work good for you. And so, yeah, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but you just have to ride them jump for jump each time and not try to set any traps because they're very intelligent animals. I mean, you try and make a move ahead of them, like they're going to turn to the right or something, they're going the other way and they're going to get you in a bad spot. So.
And I read that it used to be 10 seconds and now it's down to 8 because that's about the length of time with the exertion of energy that they're expelling. Is that why there's 8 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, it's been 8 seconds for a long time. I don't know for sure how long, but I think like you said, it was longer like back at the inception of rodeo, but that was a long time ago. The bulls are a little bit different now too. They're bred to do this, and they're amazing, amazing animal athletes.
And they are treated like kings in this type of environment.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, they are treated very well. That's what I was telling some fans earlier. I mean, it's a lot of people have a misconception on the bulls and how they're treated and stuff. And even our relationship with them, like they said, oh, so you actually like the bulls? And I'm like, yeah, I love them. I love them and respect them. Like, I mean, they are athletes, and I just love being around them just to see their different personalities and stuff, too. They're just like people. Every one of them has a different temperament and different personality. Some of them are just mean, and a lot of people think all of them are, but some of them are as docile. I mean, you can get in the pen with them and scratch all over them, and then they know what their job is, and they go buck. Then they come back here, and you can go scratch all over them again, you know?
Yeah, and there's no more electric prods, at least in the PBR,
no,
to get them out
no,
of the shoe.
Zero.
The spurs don't penetrate
zero.
Skin.
No.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Anything you want me to.
Well, let's see. Do you still live here in Oregon?
Yeah, I'm kind of a gypsy now. Now that I had some kids, after we had, me and my wife had our first little girl, I got a 40-foot diesel pusher motor home, and we just travel around in that so we can take them with me. So it's a lot of fun, and they get to see a lot of country and do a lot of fun stuff. So
when do bull riders retire on average?
I don't know what the average retirement age is. It's probably somewhere in their 30s, maybe closer to mid-30s, I would say. 34, 35 is probably on average about.
And you grew up, if I recall, on a cattle ranch or
yep.
a ranch of some sort.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Do you see yourself, you know, when you're 40, something like that, raising bulls yourself?
Possibility, yeah. I don't know that I want to raise bucking bulls. I've been around them too much. I know that they can be hard on stuff. They like tearing stuff up sometimes, so.
We're media here, and they put us in the front row by, right by the chutes, and I swear it's so terrifying on this end.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you, your video, just the, like a minute and a half video called Weightless, was beautiful.
Oh,
that
good.
That was very nicely
yeah.
done.
Yeah, that was pretty neat, wasn't it? And that was actually a producer from here in Portland. Just got a hold of me one day, and he said it was a personal project that he was wanting to do for a long time and shoot some bull riding in super slow-mo. And yeah, it turned out really cool, I think. And yeah, now it's been on a few commercials on TV and stuff.
That's
even
great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, it was pretty neat. I really enjoyed doing it with him, and yeah.
Yeah, very nice. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm sorry you're not competing, but I'm glad you're healing.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Taking care of yourself.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Pleasure.